Here we are with Nita Lowey, Democrat of New York's 17th District, in office since 1989, a great hero to so many of us. Nita, you've announced your retirement. Why'd you do it?
Oh, my goodness. Let me just say that it has been my deep honor and privilege to serve my community and my country in the United States Congress. And frankly, I'll always be grateful to all the people who have entrusted me to represent them. From now, you know, it's Westchester and Rockland, and it was Queens and the Bronx, and Southern Westchester, my former district. So although it's changed, I am very grateful, and I'm very proud of all that I have achieved working with all the wonderful people in the Lower Hudson Valley.
You know, this seniority system is such that the longer you're there, the older you get, the more power you have. I find it, now that I can afford any meal that I can eat, I can't eat it.
Well, let me just say, to serve as chair of the Appropriations Committee, now I'm in the middle of negotiations with the Senate, is a pretty powerful position, and it is very, very, shall we say, it's an honor and a privilege to be in that position.
But anybody who wants anything has to come to you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
How do you let that not go to your head?
No. Well, it doesn't go to my head. I feel privileged and honored to be in a position where I can serve. And I've done it for 32 years. It will be 32 years. So I still have, right now I'm in the middle of a negotiation, I still have about 15 more months.
A lot of people have been worried, who've been around for a while about primaries. You weren't worried about that. That's not why.
Oh, no, that had nothing to do with it. And there are many good candidates. So there are many people who are thinking about running, and I wish them all good luck.
Are you going to endorse anybody, or are you going to just wish them luck?
I think I'll just wish them luck.
Of course, they won't, when they come in, they're not going to be the head of the Appropriations Committee. They'll just have to start at the bottom.
Well, I hope it'll be somebody who's experienced and knows how to make good decisions and will work hard and serve all the wonderful people in my district.
Nita Lowey, what about the way in which congressional districts are drawn? You mentioned that you were in Queens, now you're in Westchester. Is there still a major gerrymander, or are the courts getting more and more involved?
I still think it's a major gerrymandering, and one could always question those who are drawing the districts and say, well, they made a wise decision, or be critical of them. So it is still very arbitrary.
So when you look back on this magnificent career, and it really is, what are you most proud of?
Well, that's interesting, because I'm proud of so many of my achievements and things that I have done. And I look back, and some of them are very simple. Some of them are, for example, food allergies. Someone came in to see me because they had a daughter with food allergies. And I had to really think about that. And then I decided I'd work with some good colleagues on both sides of the aisle and make sure that we had labeling on the main eight food allergy process. Excuse me, I'm choking. Food allergy labeling.
Peanuts, right?
How did you, eight, shall we say this, the main food allergies have to be disclosed in plain language on the labels, because this is what is key. Another, the 0.08 drunk driving standard. Look, I don't care if people drink. That's their own personal decision. But if they're going to drink and drive, I have put in place tough language, and it's going to get even tougher. I want it to be, and there's frankly products that do that now that detect whether you're drunk and you can't start the car. Another one, I work closely with the National Institutes of Health, gender equity and research. Do you know at one point they were doing research on a particular issue just on men, not on women as well? Another thing is I have been really focused on a U.S. strategy for basic education around the world for girls. In many countries, Pakistan is a good example, the girls couldn't even get an education. So international family planning, Title X, women's health funding. I'm very proud of these achievements and many more. And most of all, I'm proud that we have been able to help people. You know, thousands of people who come to a congressional office because they're not getting a paycheck, they're not getting their health benefits. So we do a lot of that. I could keep going if you want. Homeland Security funding to keep New York safe, police training, firefighter training. The after-school program is another area that serves thousands of local children. I was very pleased about that. Many, many years of funding to clean up Long Island Sound and now the Hudson River. And infrastructure projects, bridges, the Mario Cuomo Bridge, I helped get that funded, water treatment, sidewalk. But again, I want to say the most important thing that warms my heart all the time is the thousands of cases to get the many people their benefits, money they were owed, vets medals. I love meeting all the veterans for whom we have gotten their medals. I don't know why the military can't get it, but we do a great job with that.
I would be remiss on this very important day not to ask you about the impeachment of the president. And the name Rudy Giuliani keeps coming up. What do you make of all of that?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in the chair, Mr. Schiff. Yeah. And I do believe that he is conducting a fair investigation with the help of other members of Congress. And it seems to me that the activity deserves impeachment. This president has been irresponsible in so many ways. His language is coarse and crude. I'm not proud of the way he has comported himself. But this is a crime. This was a bribery. And I would hope that it wouldn't just be Democrats who will support the efforts of the committee, but that it will be bipartisan. Because people have a responsibility to their country and the world. When you're elected a member of Congress, you do a lot of things which we discussed, but you have a responsibility, and members have to understand that his behavior was not just outrageous, but it was illegal.
What about the other house, the Senate? Clearly, those guys are going to have a little bit of a problem, particularly the Republicans who are sitting, and there are more of them than Democrats this time. They're going to start hearing from their constituents. And no matter what they do, I think they're sort of caught. If they don't support the president, they're caught. If those people who are really angry at the president and what you're talking about here, the Senate could flip on the basis of this, couldn't it?
I think it could. And you're talking about the political results of what happens. But I would hope that most senators understand they have a greater responsibility to the Constitution, to law, to the United States of America, and do the right thing, vote the right way.
But doesn't it add to the cynicism about politicians, Nita Lowey, the idea that, some of these people are so afraid of the president that they won't be a profile in courage?
Well, of course, because he comes down and does these outrageous, town hall meetings filled with vulgarity and expressions that you and I are not very proud of. In fact, it's a disgrace.
You've been around for a while. Is this the worst you've ever seen?
Yes. Yes. It is. And it's an embarrassment as a United States citizen. I'm worried about what's happening all around the world. This president seems to have an affinity for dictators. Now, Erdogan, who is awful, and I could name others in other countries.
Philippines.
This president seems to like dictators and like people who use vulgarities and crude language. And I like to be proud of the president of the United States of America, and I'm certainly not proud of him.
Nita Lowey, much respect for everything you've done for so many of us and all your hard work. You deserve an awful lot of credit for sticking to it. It's a very hard job, as you have indicated, and yet look at all of the results. So congratulations, and when we come back the next time, we got a lot more to talk about.
Thank you very much.